This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Hit the open road in your RV, and you may find out you're not allowed to vote. That's what happened to some 300 people in Tennessee. They are now suing the state. Tennessee booted them from the voter registration rolls after they used a mail forwarding service as their permanent address. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
First, the letters from the Bradley County Elections Office began to arrive at Alan Penny's mail forwarding business, addressed to his customers, modern nomads living full-time in their RVs.
I saw the letters come in because there were a bunch of them. I said, what the heck is all this about?
Turns out they were notices informing dozens of his clients that they could no longer list Penny's mail forwarding service as their physical address, and they were being purged from the voter registration rolls as a result. Soon, Penny's customers were dropping his service to take up residency elsewhere. The early 60s hit I've Been Everywhere beckons from the website for Penny's business, Mail Call USA. The site touts the state's low vehicle fees and insurance as choice reasons to claim a Tennessee address. But recent amendments to state voter registration requirements say no one can register to vote using a business address unless they can prove they actually live at that address.
My name is Tom Layton, and my address is Mail Call USA in Cleveland, Tennessee.
That left people like Layton, a retired Maryland police officer and sometimes bluegrass player, unable to vote in upcoming national and local elections.
I'm given a constitutional right to vote, to begin with. And the only address I have in the world is that mail service. And I understand that even homeless people can use a library address to register to vote.
Another plaintiff in the case, Ronald Teal, says he was stunned when he heard the news.
First, I thought this couldn't be. We're registered. We've already voted. It's not like we're trying now to register.
And so Layton and Teal are among the plaintiffs listed in a lawsuit filed by the ACLU. Both men hold Tennessee driver's licenses, voted in the last election, spent part of the year in Tennessee, and plan to make the state their permanent physical home. But the state coordinator of elections, Brooke Thompson, says recent amendments to the law only clarified what has always been the rule.
You can't just establish residency by wanting to live somewhere or saying that, you know, this is where I want my residency to be. It means actually physically moving here and establishing that as your residency, and then you can properly register.
Layton is from California and Teal is from Maryland. Neither own property here, and both admit they've worked to establish Tennessee residency for reasons unrelated to voting, for instance, the lack of state income tax. But Teal says their Tennessee addresses are the only ones they have, and their lifestyle shouldn't affect their right to vote.
The state doesn't have a residency requirement of time. So when I ask, well, how long do I have to live here, there is no requirement. If there was, we would have complied.
Voter residency requirements around the country vary. Several require you reside in the state for at least 30 days before an election, while some let you register the day of an election. Washington State makes provisions for those in motorhomes, while Montana and Tennessee both ban the listing of P.O. boxes or commercial addresses unless you can prove that's where you live. Brooke Thompson backs up the state law with this example.
Just as if somebody had lived for 20 years in North Carolina, decided they wanted to be an RVer, drive through to get a mail address at Tennessee and start traveling the country, they haven't lived here. They haven't established residency here.
The purged RV voters could always move their residency to another state, and many have. But the plaintiffs say that means paying a whole new set of fees for insurances, vehicle taxes, and registrations. Plus, says Layton, it's a felony to lie about your address on your voter registration forms, no matter what state you're in. And since he owns no other property, he says any other address would be a lie. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Nashville.